Books on Tape presents The Godfather's Revenge by Mark Weingartner. Read by Scott Brick. Ancora una volta alla mia famiglia. Men must either be flattered or crushed, for they will revenge themselves for slight wrongs, while grave ones they cannot. The injury, therefore, that you do a man should be such that you need not fear for revenge. Machiavelli, The Prince. Prologue. Dressed in a tuxedo and his ratty old fishing hat, Fredo Corleone, who was dead, stood before his brother Michael in the middle of the dark cobblestone street in Hell's Kitchen, where they'd lived as children, a fishing rod in one hand, and a naked woman on his arm. It was twilight. Fredo seemed poised between laughter and tears, which was heartbreakingly familiar. At the end of the block, the 11th Avenue freight train, which had long since been rerouted and dismantled, rumbled toward them, but was still out of sight. "I forgive you," Fredo said. Blood began to pour from a wound in the back of his head. Michael Corleone did not know what he was seeing, but he knew it wasn't a dream. He certainly did not believe in ghosts. "That's impossible," Michael said. Fredo laughed. "True," he admitted. "Only God can do that, right?" Michael, on the stoop to their apartment building, felt nailed to the spot. There was no one else around. The woman was curvy and milky white.